Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever found yourself lying awake at night, your mind racing with thoughts of what tomorrow might bring? If so, you are not alone. Many people carry unseen worries that weigh heavily on their hearts, even in moments meant for rest. Anxiety has become a silent companion for many. It whispers fears about tomorrow, magnifies today's challenges, and convinces hearts to expect the worst. But anxiety was never meant to control our thoughts or shape our future. God calls us to live in peace, not in fear, rooted in His promises and secure in His plans. Today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled Break Free from Anxiety, is an invitation to release worry, reject fearful thoughts about the future, and rediscover the peace that comes from trusting God completely. Let's join in.
There is a very familiar scripture that many Christians know, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Hallelujah. So my friend, you don't have to be afraid of the future. No matter what the enemy tries to throw at you, do not be afraid. I'm telling you right now, God is on your side today. You don't have to be worried about the future. You don't have to be anxious or depressed about the future, because your future is secured. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 that, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So He says He had good things planned beforehand. He planned it before you and I were even born, that you would walk in them. What a promise. And if you will cooperate with God and not be living in fear and having anxiety and depression, then you've got good things to walk in. We know also in Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 that the Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." My friend, break away from anxiety. Break from the grip of depression. You do not have to be anxious about what's going on right now. Nor let those anxious thoughts begin to paint a picture of the future. Obviously, it's going to be a negative picture, you know. But you can say, "Lord, I speak peace over this. And that peace guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus." That's what you're supposed to do. So as you go about your day-to-day activity, you go about your day-to-day routines, you can actually enter into His rest. Even though you are busy, even though there are different issues that you are dealing with, but you can be at rest. Why? Because the peace of God begins to be that shield for you. And because you know that it's all going to be okay, that will enable you to break away from anxiety or fear or depression. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says, and this is Jesus talking to His disciples and the people. He said, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." Another version says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, that Jesus speaking to you and me. Jesus is not saying, "Go and lay down your head and take a nap." That's not what He's saying. Maybe today you feel heavy laden. You just feel like there is so much I am having to hold up on. And He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary, all that you have been laboring for, all that weight that's on you, and I will give you rest." You see, He's saying, don't carry your burden. Come to Him. He will just lighten your load. He will take it all from you. It doesn't say we are supposed to go anywhere else except to him. You know, that's not what he's trying to say. But can you find a different counsel, or can you find encouragement and advice on how to deal with situations? Absolutely, yes. And I believe God can give you wise counselors, people who will advise you very well. In fact, the word of God says we have wisdom when we have multitude of counselors. But I'm telling you right now, who you have around you is very, very important. There are people who are negative. They are no good counselors. So you got to be vigilant. You got to be careful. You don't want to be having this heavy burden on you and also letting people even load more on you. You need to have good counselors. And the Holy Spirit can guide you. Holy Spirit is your counselor, but you still also have anointed people around you and me that can be of good help to you. You become wise when you have multitude of counselors. Hallelujah. So maybe there is a burden with your marriage, and so you are anxious about it. And of course, the enemy is trying to paint a picture of the future. Obviously, a negative picture for any situation you are in. Then you go to a friend and you talk about your husband or you talk about your spouse. And you say, my husband is like this and he's like that. And our finances are bad and so on and so forth. Then your friend will tell you, well, he's just an idiot. You see, I'm telling you right now that that's not a wise counselor at all. You need people around you who will point you to the word of God and say, okay, stop whining and stop complaining. What does the word of God say? What promise are you standing on? What can you be thankful for today? That's a good counselor. If you want to break free from anxiety and depression and fear, then have good counselors. So in the midst of anything that's negative, choose something to be thankful for today. That's what a wise counselor looks like. So I just want to encourage you with that. Hallelujah. He says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. And I found that when I spend time with the Lord, I'm telling you, you can have rest and come to him 1,000 times in a day. You know, it doesn't have to be just your 30 minutes in the morning before you get ready to go to work or to school or to go to do your normal things. No, I'm saying that you come to him all the time. He says, I will give you rest. That means having many things to do in the day or in the busyness of the day. Usually for me, it's between meetings as I'm running around from one meeting to the other. I'm saying, all right, thank you, Lord. And I keep asking him for wisdom, for direction, for guidance, and for rest, and making sure that I am not trying to take on the day or the responsibilities and trying to do things in my own power or my own abilities. Because it's really easy for us as human beings to take on the day, and we try to conquer it with our own talents and strengths and gifts. And of course, the enemy is right there to tell us that we are failing. So we have to invite God into our day. We have to invite the rest of the Almighty God into our busyness, because when the anxiety comes up, you can say no. The peace of God is here. You can say no by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. You make your request known to God. And I tell you, that peace, that divine peace that surpasses all understanding, will fill you and guide you through Christ Jesus. So you can tell him, Lord, I am coming to you. I'm seeking your wisdom right now. My friend, you find rest in your relationship with the Lord. And your relationship can go all day. I tell you, throughout the day, into every part of your day, you can still seek God's help. Hallelujah. God is looking to help you. He's looking to give you rest. Do not carry your burdens. Let me refer you to a scripture in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It's a wonderful scripture that it says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. Oh, what an incredible scripture. So he says the Lord God is in your midst. He's amongst you. He's not gone anywhere. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He's not way up there in heaven. He's not a distance away at all. He is in your midst. Why? Because when you and I invited Jesus to come to live inside of us, he actually came to live inside of us with his spirit. That's amazing. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's what the Bible says. So it says the Lord God is in your midst. It goes on to say the mighty one will save. And when he says the mighty one, he's not talking about you. He's talking about himself. He will rejoice over you with gladness. God is not disappointed or frustrated with you at all. He's not doing that today with you. He has gladness about you today. He says he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. I like how it says it here. He will exult over you with loud singing. So he quiets you with the love, but he is so exuberant about you. He's just so excited about you today, my friend. And if God is rejoicing over you with singing, that means he knows that every situation that you are facing today, every difficulty, every problem the enemy is trying to bring, every question that he had, he knows, I have got this. That's why he's singing over you, that there's no problem, no weapon fashioned against you and I will stand. The accuser of the brethren, if he raises his tongue against you, the Bible says you shall condemn. So he's singing over you. Oh, I got this. Don't worry. I am with you. My promises are for you. The cross was enough. My resurrection was enough. This word is enough for you today, my friend. Do not be anxious. Break free from anxiety. Don't let the chains of depression grip you at all. The Lord is with you. If God be for us, who can be against us? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. And if you have that mindset, then you will not live an anxious life. You will not live a life of depression. You will not live in fear. You will be excited every single day. So when you wake up, you can say with confidence, you can say with boldness, this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And your day will go well. It does not matter the circumstances you face. It does not matter what the enemy brings up to you. Because you know all-powerful God is with you. He who is in you is greater than the one out there. He is greater than the enemy trying to bring things to obstruct you, to oppose you, to try to limit you. No way, because he who is in you is greater than the one who is out there. Even sometime before the enemy comes round, their camp is destroyed, dismantled, and every plans have been dislodged because of the Holy Spirit among you. Why should you live with fear? Why should you live with anxiety? Why should you live a worried life? Not at all. Because the God, your God, is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is with you. In your going out and in your coming in, he is with you. Everywhere you turn, he is with you. He is not leaving you at all. So 1,000 will fall on your left hand and 10,000 on the right hand side. It's not going to come near you. That's what the Bible says. I tell you, my friend, break away from anxiety. Break away from depression. Break away from fear. You have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of sound mind and of power and of love. That's what is in you. You shouldn't live in condemnation at all, because there is therefore now no condemnation to those who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the spirit. I tell you, you are free today. If you are a believer in Christ, just focus on the word of God that says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God, and you get this beautiful result. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard you through Christ Jesus. And that's what you want as a believer in Christ. But then, my friend, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. But you got a first step to take. That first step is to receive Him today. And I tell you, you can embrace all this message. It's going to work for you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.